Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Pen and paper or complicated programs? There's an easier way. Hear how Performance Beef has helped Greg Williams simplify his cattle operation.
Before I switched to Performance Beef, it was an absolute circus. It was a cobbled up pen and paper, didn't know where I was setting, mess. I know on a day in, day out basis what my break even is, how many cattle I've lost, what my feed cost is. On a daily basis, I know I can print that report page and I know exactly where I'm setting that day.
Cattle producers like Greg are saving time and boosting accuracy with Performance Beef. Are you ready to start?
For someone that's on the fence thinking about switching, just pull the trigger. It is a flat out game changer to know exactly where you're at.
Reduce the guesswork. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo.
Well, the Red River Crops Conference took place over the past few days in Altus, Oklahoma at the Jackson County Expo Center. At the conference, I had the opportunity to catch up with Mr. Gary Strickland, Jackson County Agriculture Extension Educator, who told us some of the current challenges of the 2022 wheat crop.
Well, I think to begin with, when we started in with this crop, our input costs have made a major challenge. We've had better market prices out there, but our input costs have really driven up. Cost fertilizer, cost of chemicals, then availability of getting that, timeliness. So it's all been a real challenge this year in this year's crop. And then when you compound that, which makes this not a rosy picture, you throw in the dry conditions and drought conditions we're facing. So now we're not getting very, very much wheat growth out there. We got wheat fields that are still in that fixed growth stage, you know, anywhere from one to no more than four. And, you know, we're in January. We'd like to hopefully see more like about 5-6 inches of forage out there for it. So we got kind of a double whammy on that deal at that point. And so we've got only input challenges. We're not getting very good wheat growth this year due to the lack of moisture out there. So it's wonderful to have a good price out there, but we need rain.
Of course, the drought across the United States is really affecting the crops right now.
Yeah, and when I think, and I'll speak a little more specifically to our audience in the Southwest Oklahoma and our Texas Rolling Plains area. Yes, all of us are dry. And visiting with my counterparts across the river, a lot of their wheat fields are the same as ours. They're either just emerging, they've got four leaves out there, maybe started a little bit of tillering, but we're just behind. And we don't have good moisture in their profile, so we don't have things to supply growth out there, and we don't have as much leaf growth, leaf expansion that's going on out there, so we're not capturing near the amount of light to also help generate more growth. So we're kind of in a tough deal. The rain would really help us a lot right now.
Tell us a little bit about current crop conditions.
You know, I've got fields that are, they're not even out of the ground yet on it. We got some fields that are just up that are at the 1 and 2 leaf stage on there. So that means their seedling leaf, the cotyledonarian leaf, was there, and now we've got 1 and 2 leaves. We've got some fields that are at 4 and 5 leaves. And the other thing associated with it, that crown root system is just now tried to start established, but we don't have any moisture right in that profile, so we're not getting a lot of growth in there. And some of the moisture we had a little bit deeper that was being wicked up through capillary movement in the soils, on that we've kind of exhausted that, so we don't have much moisture that can come up to those roots either as well. So we're really behind. Now, I did mention I've seen a few fields where cattle have been turned out. They were turned out early on that wheat, and they've really grubbed that wheat down low. And they're in desperate need for those fields to try and come back. Really, we need to get cattle off them. We need a rain to help them begin to grow. And probably producers in that state are saying, you know, it doesn't look too good like now. I'm going to get everything I can off of it, and I may be looking at a spring crop then.
Once again, that's Gary Strickland at the Red River Crops Conference. You've got farm news on Ron.
We see the news that teen vaping's on the rise, but teens see something else. Internet videos that talk up fun flavors and downplay the dangers of nicotine. How can parents talk so kids will listen? Use facts. 1. Nicotine can rewire teens' brains. 2. It can make kids more anxious. 3. Changes to the brain can be permanent. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to stopswithme.com for more. A program of TSET.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.